Wednesday, May 12th, the usual clear Wednesday, which creates monumental problems for me, as the president has nothing to do and so keeps me in there talking for hours, as he did virtually all morning and for a good chunk this afternoon. He went through a number of schedule changes, and I went through my whole folder of schedule recommendations. He wants to shift the plan for going to Florida ahead of the LBJ dedication, so that instead we stay here and fly down directly to Texas and then to Florida afterwards. The reason for this turns out to be that Pat can't go, and so he's got to wait here to take her along. Then we also got into a secret plan to go to the Florida this weekend, which he had dredged up in his own mind somewhere and decided it would be a good idea. He decided not to go to the NATO meeting in Indianapolis because he doesn't think there's much in it for us and feels the Hovde dinner later does more good because it relates to Indiana, where the NATO thing doesn't. Then we wanted to shift press conferences around because he wants to do those at the time when Pat Buchanan's available to do the briefing book for him, rather than trying to do it when we had originally scheduled it. An amusing episode was his reaction to a television program he inadvertently saw last night because he had tuned in to watch the baseball game, which was canceled because of rain. It was a show that glorified a couple of homosexuals, and it made all the good guys, the normal human beings, look bad. And the president was horrified by the whole thing and wanted some discreet research done as to whether this is what's really going on TV. Later today, we had the SST vote in the House, and it came out in favor of restoring the SST funds. The president was delighted and made a number of calls to congressmen, assuring them of the our support in trying to get it through the Senate. Also, the Ways and Means Committee reported out the welfare reform bill today, so it was a good day at the House of Representatives. He got into some PR discussion, particularly a follow-up to Scali's memo, saying that we should launch a positive press relations campaign, stop our broadside attacks on the press, and instead develop a constructive program of trying to sell a few of the saleable type press people. The president agreed with this and told me to set it up with Scali having the basic responsibility and hold him for delivering on it. I did this later in the day, and Scali was delighted. He's going to go ahead with it on this basis. The president also had a long talk with Peterson and was very much impressed with him and his ideas, and thinks he should sit in more with the political people because he thinks more imaginatively than our pragmatists do. Pete apparently argued the need to set understandable goals and then tell people what they are and then move ahead to accomplish them, and that we should talk about all the things we're going to do. This whole concept intrigued the president because it's what he's been talking about, too. The big flap of the day was the proposed NATO troop reduction amendment offered by Mansfield, and the question of how to deal with it. The decision was to fight it for a defeat in the Senate. That got us into a Kissinger-Rogers tangle, as Kissinger started launching all the plans for it, but the president wanted Rogers to lead the charge and talk to him about it. Rogers said he would, but in talking to Kissinger later, backed away and obviously didn't want to really take over on it. We went through a painful exercise with Henry in the office while the president was trying to work out the way to force Henry to get Rogers in. Addendum from May 12th. Previous part of May 12th was dictated on the last tape. This item's added, as Henry Kissinger called me after I had done the other tape, to report that in his meeting with Dobrynin today, he had gotten agreement on all of the specifics of the SALT thing, except for one minor technicality that relates to translation in the letter as related to the wording in the press release. Henry says there's a 9 out of 10 chance that we'll be able to make the announcement next Thursday. And that if it gets hung up at all, it will only be hung up on this technicality, which can be worked out in 2 weeks. But it would take that if they do have to actually move in and work it out. He's very pleased and thinks he's gotten over the first hurdle in his series of negotiating plans. And now we'll anxiously await the next one. End of May 12th.